email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And you can keep your emails coming in to ray@rte.ie. Now, my next guest became a famous face on BBC's Ready Steady Cook. She was a staple on this show during lockdown, giving tips for meals to make life a little bit more exciting for all of us. She opened her own restaurant in London called Myrtle. And now Anna Haugh has written a gorgeous cookbook. It's her first one, the first of many, I'd say. Anna Haugh, hello and congratulations.
Hi. Oh, thanks very much. It's still a little bit surreal. I can't believe I tricked a publisher to publish a book written by me.
And it is, as I said, it's your first one. It's out on shelves now, which I know when an author, it actually gets out there, it's in the bookshops, it can be a little bit daunting. How are you feeling about the whole thing?
Oh, I'm so proud of it. I'm so excited that it's out. I think when I got the first copy delivered to me and I couldn't open it up, like I couldn't look at it. I was so nervous because I was like, that's it, it's done. It's done. Whatever's in there, it's in there. Whatever spelling errors, whatever mistakes I've made, it's there. But now I've kind of relaxed into it and I'm really, really proud of it. I'm so happy. And it's kind of strange to read it in book form that it, you know, it has lots of like little stories and little kind of snippets about, you know, why dishes are important to me or what the memory is with them. So
that's what I loved about it so much, because even the introduction in the book is so gorgeous because it gives you a real sense of you and where you came from and where the love of food came from and the role it's played in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a lovely compliment to pay me because I when I was writing it, you know, I'm not a writer, I'm a chef. A few people have said nice words like that to me where they said, like, it sounds like you wrote it. It sounds like you. And I haven't taken that as an insult. But it's like, that's really what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to kind of write a book that felt, because there's so many books out there.
Yeah.
So I did want the book to kind of feel like it did kind of reflect me.
The book is called Cooking with Anna, Modern Home Cooking with an Irish Heart. It brings you back to your childhood kitchen and your mom, Wendy. So even reading the introduction, it all started with her, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. And the same would have been, my grandmother would have taught my mother the way she taught me. And I hope I'll teach, you know, my son Oisin as well, that, you know, cooking is a life skill. If you enjoy it, it can become a hobby, but it is a necessity. And that mom taught all of us how to cook, taught us how to shop, how to choose items correctly, to look for the freshest, the best version, and ask for the best version of things in the supermarket. I hated it as a child, but I actually appreciate those skills now. And it really did stand to me when I first worked in a professional kitchen. I already had those kind of instincts or training. And I remember, you know, my head chef being really, really surprised by the things that I could tell and see because of what my mother taught me. So she was like my first head chef.
And when you think about it, like it was kind of like the onslaught of processed food in the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and lots of us succumbed to it as well, lots of households. So for your mom to be kind of trailblazing in a way and ensuring that she stayed on the homemade road was kind of unusual in one way, wasn't it?
Well, I think what it was is that she saw what her mother did and it made sense to her. So then she taught us. And I've absolutely stuck with the same way that my mom did it because it does make sense. So I'm lucky that I can fall back onto what she kind of taught me. But it doesn't, you don't need to have a parent that's taught you everything to do with cooking to be able to take care of yourself and do the right things. It's a very, you know, small steps make big achievements, I think, in the kitchen. So, you know, even, you know, a little effort, I think, goes a long way. But yeah, I think a cookbook like this really is simple in lots of ways, but it can be as complicated as you want it to be. So it's not just, it's not a book that's going to teach you how to boil an egg, but there are like meals there that will be 20 minutes and that have only a handful of ingredients.
Yeah, which is what we want in this day and age. You know, 20 minute dinners, as soon as I see that, I'm like, I'm in, I'm sold, I like it. You dedicated the book to Liz Dunn, who's your friend's mom, and it was her that said you should be cooking into your future. Like, did she realise it before you did?
So hilarious. So I was like 16, standing in Liz's kitchen. And we must have been talking about like what we were going to do, you know, after school. And Liz goes, do you know what, Anna? You should be a chef. And I was like, what? She said, when you're in the kitchen, something in you changes and you're different. It's like you're a better version of yourself. And for me, it was the equivalent of me saying, oh, I like the stars in the sky, and someone going, do you know what you should be? An astronaut. It just seemed so mental because it just wasn't a profession back then that was seen as a possibility of as a career goal. But yeah, I do wonder if it wasn't for her, would I have ended up being a chef? Because it was then always in the back of my mind going, oh, I do like cooking. Can that be a job? And it wasn't until I first walked into a kitchen, an empty kitchen, when I was working in Jersey for a summer holiday. And the kitchen was empty. There was nobody in it. It was just like a sea of stainless steel. And then just something in my stomach just clicked.
And what age were you, Anna, then?
I belong here. I think it was 19.
Okay.
And then I went back and I studied in Cahill Brewer Street. And then, yeah, then I started my apprenticeship in Salt Hill Hotel and then on to Le Carvan in Dublin.
And you opened Myrtle, which is your restaurant in London. That was 5 years ago. And like to come through COVID when so many restaurants, I think was it 1 in 8 restaurants closed in central London and didn't open, like 15, 16%. So to have survived that and successfully and come through it. With your brain cells intact as well.
I know. Well, just about. I mean, it's hilarious. Like if you'd asked me years ago when I was a young one what I would do, I always dreamed of having my own little business and I would daydream of like little juice stalls and things like that. But really, when you become a business owner, it is a 24/7 thing. You worry about it all the time and you throw in COVID and all of the unknowns. It is quite stressful. But like lots of people, when they are small and they are building their business, you're very, very resourceful. And I do think that if Myrtle Restaurant had been older, maybe it wouldn't have weathered the storm. I was doing so much of it myself at the time. My overheads were manageable. I say that just barely. But, you know, that was in the past and all I see is the future. And I'm very proud that we're going from strength to strength.
And the restaurant is named after Myrtle, named after Myrtle Allen.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, Remind us of Myrtle and her legacy.
So Myrtle Allen was the first chef, in my knowledge, that really spoke of Irish produce, good, high quality Irish produce, with pride and knowledge, and stood shoulder to shoulder with some of the greatest chefs in Europe, like Paul Bocuse and Gualtiero Marchesi, and really talked about the food that she understood from Ireland. And if she hadn't have done that, I believe that somebody would have to be doing that now. So essentially, I'm standing on her shoulders. And when I called the restaurant Myrtle, I called up Doreen Allen to get permission because I don't want to be riding on somebody else's coattails. I don't want to be, somebody else to think that I'm following her, you know, success in a opportunist way. So I did ask for permission and I did have to cook for Doreena and it was terrifying.
What did you cook for her?
I did a tasting menu of Irish food for her and some other incredibly talented female producers on St. Bridget's Day many, many years ago.
Wow.
And after that, she told me that I can cook, that I was, she'd had a delicious meal. She was very proud that I was calling the restaurant Myrtle. And that still feels surreal to me. That in itself feels like a huge achievement to have the seal of approval from a woman like her.
Wow. I mean, and we've just watched you go from strength to strength. And we know that you've worked on lots of different TV shows, Saturday Kitchen, and then you landed the dream job on Ready, Steady, Cook, which was one of my favourite shows. I have to say, I loved it. Just for people who haven't seen us, remind us, because they gave the chefs on that show the most impossible tasks with the most ridiculous timelines.
It was so crazy. People would be given like a budget of whatever. Sometimes it'd be £5, sometimes it could be £8. I think sometimes it was £3.50. And then they would just buy whatever they wanted for that and then rock up with a bag of food and empty it on the counter. And you'd have about 90 seconds to come up with dishes. But you'd be competing against really talented, ambitious chefs. So you weren't just trying to get the best out of the bag, because you were actually trying to do the dishes that you think the person would like, but you're also trying to compete so that you're like, you look better than the other chef. So it was like, it was insane. And it was all in real time. Like, I was sure they were going to give you the bag beforehand. I was sure they were going to give you like 10, 15 minutes.
That's what I was
going to
ask. Did you even get a sneak peek in the mystery bags? Never.
Never. In fact, I'll tell you what, one time they gave me a heads up. They said, listen, this guy's been on a regime for a while. So he's really looking for like batch cooking, things that could help him like stay on track. And I was like, brilliant, brilliant. The bag, six prawns, a pineapple, something else. It was like, I literally was like, batch what? It was like, oh God, don't give me any more tips, because it totally threw me off. So even I guess the producers didn't know what they were bringing in.
That is gas.
I thought it was brilliant. And I really enjoy the aspect of my job where the challenge, I don't see things that are a little bit tricky as hard. I find it fun. Mm. And I think that's why I do enjoy a lot of live television, because you've got to know what you're doing. You've got to be resourceful and be able to pull it out of the bag, literally, or else, you know, things don't go well. And I quite like that. I quite like that pressure.
It's a bit living on the edge. Yes. You've got a cookbook out in the world now. Did you have a go-to cookbook when you were coming up through the ranks?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd all of the Dorina Allen, you know, her cooking series where she did meat, yes, fish, all of them. We had all of them.
The little coloured ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And Mam would have had loads of different cookery books that, you know, we would have used. But my first ever cookbook that my mum bought me was The Naked Chef by Jamie Oliver.
Oh, wow.
And that was like, it was just so different than any other cookbook I'd seen. And it was young, and it was like, he, you know, the way his vocabulary, the way he would speak was like a splash of this, or it was just like really like
accessible,
different. It was, yeah. And it was so informal. And he'd give little tips, like, you know, little things like marinating something in garlic and thyme seems just so basic. But for me, I was like, I'd had so many chops in my life, but I'd never done that. And I used to cook for my mother maybe about once a month. We'd go to the supermarket together. And bear in mind, like, I was like 19 or whatever at this stage. Like, I wasn't a child, but we'd potter off on my day off to the supermarket. We'd buy the ingredients and I'd cook her a dish. And then she'd tell me I'm brilliant. And I'd be like, as only children can be, you'd smile and nod going, yeah, I'm brilliant. Because when your parents compliment you as a child, you're like, yep, that's right. You look gorgeous. Yep, I do. I do. Once other people do it, it's different. But, you know, I remember that real lovely feeling of cooking for, and it was just me and my mum. I don't know why.
And can I ask you now, does Oisin, he's what, 2.5 now?
Yeah.
Your little fella, does he cook with you?
He has his own little knife set, like he's got his little chopping set. So I pull up the bench and his skills are pretty bad though, you know, he's nothing on me.
He wouldn't be hiring him anytime soon.
But I always give him stuff to chop so that while I'm chopping, he's chopping, but he will eat. And also he'll feed our dog, our poor little dog. She does be fed everything. And she hovers around him like a piranha, like circling, waiting for the stuff to be dropped.
Gas. They know
can't
exactly,
eat a meal.
They know exactly where to place themselves. Listen, we're all looking forward to a great weekend. Can you give us a simple, tasty recipe that we can try out maybe?
Oh, I tell you what, there's a cod curry recipe which is so simple. You need, like, you know that kind of curry powder that you buy, the thing that you think isn't special. So you marinate your fish in that for like a few minutes, and you get a tin of coconut milk, and I think it's got a bit of garlic and a bit of chili in it, and then you add the coconut powder and some rice and coriander, and it is so delicious. It's
so
very
easy.
Simple.
Yeah.
It's very quick, but it, you know, everything that's going into your dish, into your belly, and it's delicious. And it works well with chicken if you don't like fish, but I particularly like it with fish. I think that lovely little marinade, and you can go from mild to strong, so the more you want to add it in to make the hotter curry, it's up to you, but it's really nice. And I
really
think
actually,
all recipes are a guideline. You should scribble on that book and write what you want to turn it into.
I love it. The book is called Cooking with Anna, Modern Home Cooking with Irish Heart, and that is Anna Hoy. I've been chatting to today. Anna, lovely catching up with you, and thanks. Continued success into the future.
Thank you. Thanks. Lovely chatting with you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.